The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this 27th day of October 2010. And Carl got interrupted by crash commercialism and top of the hour break. Carl, continue.
Okay, I don't know if you've looked up this odious debt on the computer yet, but
no,
it's a debt, as it says, when a despotic regime, which is what we seem to have today, contracts a debt for the needs of its own and that of the people, then it uses this debt to suppress a popular insurrection, which is what we have today. And I think Peter and Joyce need to look into this. This is just a Wikipedia version of it, and see what that historical precedent's been, because if the United States has done it already, I think we've got a good case for all this stuff they're doing today as far as they're giving us the debt. I don't think the American people want this debt. Didn't help us a bit.
No, and we didn't have an option box, you know, check one box yes or check one box no. They heard the voices, by the way. They understood exactly what the American people did not want. And they told them that we don't want these bailouts. We don't want the TARP. We don't want the taking of the government control of private companies or corporations. And we've told them and told them. Hey, I think Bob Schultz from We the People is still trying to tell them, hey, we want redress. A deaf person cannot hear you speak. Okay? And they are deaf, dumb, and blind.
Well,
Carl,
it would seem like, though, that we'd have to get rid of the current regime in order to make
I don't think that's the case, because it doesn't matter what regime is in there. It really does not matter, because this is not a president for the people. It's the president for the corporation. He's the CEO. He is acting on behalf of his investors, the people who invested their time and their money into him. And they've done so with every president. So it doesn't matter if it's Barack Obama or it was George Bush or whoever the next guy is going to be, the actor that's going to take the center stage in 2012. It doesn't matter who the people are.
Yeah, but everybody keeps saying it's our debt.
Well, no, I understand. No,
I'm saying it's not my debt.
No, I got that. I got that. Okay, hey, Carl, thank you.
Okay,
appreciate it. Odious debt. By the way, before I go on here, before we get too far into this hour, we're coming up on a break here in about a minute. Who does own what, and who tells who what to do? Well, this nasty little 14th Amendment deal, and a guy that's sitting here cooling his heels in a federal pen in the South here. This guy, I love this guy. He used to just write me letters. Well, now he's writing letters to everybody else. And his name is John Peoples, and he just wrote a nice article about the Republican form of government gone with the wind since 1868, and he's talking about the 14th Amendment. But I want to get down to this and ask your guys an opinion from me. I look at it this way. They've come out and federal government took over the whole enchilada. States don't really matter. And I think they did that through the Reconstruction and their 14th Amendment deal. And I want to read to you just a very short story here when we get back from break as to what the guy that ran for president, remember him, John McCain, the neocon? And there's somebody else out there, another senator, John Kyle, and what they said about the 14th Amendment.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Guys, this federal prisoner takes the time to copy things for me, and he's been studying, and he's not wasting his time while the federal government is wasting his. He sent me a letter that was sent in to a newspaper, the Times Examiner. Dear editor, if your readers are counted among those who believe that our national constitution under language of the 10th Amendment requires and upholds the sovereignty of the states, they need to know the following information. And Glenn Beck, on his July 30 television program, hosted three Tea Party leaders. The discussion dealt with a number of particular Tea Party groups who was accused of racist remarks. By the way, we found out that these people that were making racist remarks were actually plants. Go figure. Glenn Beck inquired whether that man had been put out of the Tea Party group. The Tea Party leaders responded yes, as would anyone guilty of such action. So the Tea Partiers don't believe in First Amendment, I guess. That's freedom of speech, you know, expression, expressing yourself. Glenn Beck then inquired what action would be taken if any members opposed the 14th Amendment. Glenn Beck asked, would you put such people out of the Tea Party organization? They responded, yes. To which Mr. Beck stated, such must be the action taken. This is telling you who Glenn Beck is? I hope so. Within the next week,
yep.
Both Senators John McCain and John Kyle made the following statements regarding the 14th Amendment on Mike Gallagher's national radio program. And I'm quoting John McCain here. He says, with the passage of the 14th Amendment, citizens changed from being citizens of the states to citizens of the federal government, end quote. John Kyle, his quote, the federal government has supreme power over the states, and any legislation of the state is superseded by the federal government and is therefore subject to abolishment by the feds, end quote. Now, no statements to the fact that the 14th Amendment has really never been ratified. Those statements by two federal senators beg the question of what will happen to the actions of those states that have courageously passed legislation in opposition to Obama's health care abomination and any attempt to oppose amnesty for illegals in order to control the economic harm to which the states are now subject. There we go. Here's a guy that ran for president, CEO of the corporation, telling everybody that there's no states' rights. All this stuff is just fol-de-rol, because you know what? The federal government supersedes any state rights, and I would assume state law as well, if they so desire.
Okay. Yeah, but Pete, tell them about what an individual has the right to do with the conditioned signature in reference to the 10th Amendment.
He could go in and with his condition precedent in an affidavit, claim his 10th Amendments with no problem at all. In fact, I asked Joyce this question the other night when I spoke to her. I says, wasn't it interesting that none of the state documents that we saw that were signed they weren't signed without prejudice? They were just signed with a naked signature. So you have your alleged supposed state people signing state contracts, not even reserving their state's rights. What's that tell you?
Art in Maryland. Hello, Art.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Joyce, this is your disappearing trucker. You sound like my wife.
Oh, hi.
I'm always disappearing on her, too, but me and you must have had a major miscommunication there, because I thought you had told me somebody named Jeff was going to do it, and I did speak to him, and he did act like he was going to do it. So
no,
I just...
no. He was, after you set it up, he was going to be the webmaster. I was going to send him everything, and he was going to do all the posting.
Okay, I apologize then. That was my mistake. So this weekend it will be set up. I'll send all the details to Jeff, and he can handle it from there, because I'm on the road most of the time. I couldn't be at the computer all the time. So
good.
That was my mistake.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Thanks, Art.
Yeah. And, John, yes. I know I brought this up on a wrong date once before, but I would like to bring it up again. I don't want to keep beating a dead horse, but you really need to talk to Rod Class, because the information he's got, and he'll gladly send you the documents, he's uncovered some incredible stuff. And it goes back. One of the things he's dug up is that these judges do not have the authority to try cases against us. And he's already got the documents so that anybody can use them. The only thing he says, study them, make sure you understand them before you try to use them.
It's like anything else. Armed with a little bit of knowledge can get you hurt very badly.
Well, that's what he says. Make sure you know what you're doing.
All right. Well, hey, Art, I appreciate you calling in and clarifying that, and we'll get the ball rolling here.
Okay. It'll be done this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Art.
Thanks, Art.
All right.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Art.
Jeez. So many people depend on me. All right, Lee in Georgia. Hello, Lee.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
First of all, I'd like to know where to get those documents Art was just talking about, because I'd love to have a copy of them.
Well, that's why we're trying to get the website set up, so you can go directly to their site and get the documents.
Well, no, he was talking about Ron
that's
Class.
Great.
Oh, Ron Class. Oh, okay. I haven't spoken to him yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as they become available, I'd sure love to know how to get my hands on them.
Okay.
I tell you, I believe it was Joyce was talking earlier about the slaves becoming the property of the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe I told you once before on your show that I've been doing this sovereign thing since 1997, and I tell you, I'm still not done. There's a lot of work that goes into this, and I'm still not finished yet. I'm still learning every day. But, you know, the way I look at it like this is I recognize the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, and Amendments 1 through 12. Beyond that, I don't recognize them. They have no authority. They have no force effect of law, in my opinion. And my attitude toward the federal government is, and I challenge all the time, constantly. If you think I'm your property, then I challenge you to come knock on my door and put chains on me. Because until you have chains on me, you brand me or something, I'm no one's property. I don't care. I am no one's property. I own me. I make my own decisions, and I choose for myself. And, you know, I have no driver's license. I don't do the ID thing. I have no bank account. None of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I work in trade.
And this has, and I've got to, honestly here, Lee, I've got to let people know that the people that have the attitude that they are the supreme power overriding anything with the state sovereignty, state law, anything else, the federales with the shiny badges and the guns will tell you you're not going to be able to get on our airplane because the FAA controls that, and we've got our TSA employees. If you don't show any identification, you don't get on the plane. There are other instances out there where we're forced to comply with their wishes because they have severely curtailed, if not outlawed, the Constitution, and we're prohibited by law, I guess. They will make you perform, or you don't get to enjoy the benefit of their benevolence. Now, driver's license...
I will not argue that point, but there, you know, I've always managed to find ways around these things. First of all, I don't fly, so...
Well...
So that doesn't bother me. I'm probably on the no-fly list anyway, but I don't fly, so I don't worry about it. I have no desire to go to another country. There's everything I need right here.
No,
I'm quite content with my life. And what's really unique is here in my community, the police know who I am, sheriff knows who I am, basically everyone in my community knows who I am, and I've never been challenged, not once. And they leave me alone.
Yeah.
That's the wonderful thing. They leave me alone, and they don't interfere with me.
When you have your encounters, are you friendly with them but firm?
Oh, yeah. We have wonderful conversations. I can be walking down the county road going to town with my little day bag, and I'm going grocery shopping, and they'll pull over and, hey, Lee, would you like a ride? Sure, no problem. I'll jump on the horse. I'll go. They don't bother me. They leave me alone. I've been stopped and asked about identification, and I'm very friendly and courteous, but I'm, like you said, I'm firm. I let them know, here is where I place the exclusionary rule between you and I, and I'll explain it if you need me to, and we'll spend 10, 15 minutes discussing it, and then I'm on my way. I've never been arrested for not showing ID, nothing. They just leave me alone.
And what you've done by your demeanor, and I would highly suggest that all listening to this program, there is a little switch on the men with the shiny badges and the guns claiming they have authority. You press that button, Katie bar the door. But if you're sincere, looking square in the eye, friendly, you're going to do much, much better. They have been taught and told that we got a bunch of paper terrorists out there. We got a bunch of anarchists. They're anti-government. They're this, they're that, and the other. And when you do anything that kicks in their programming to respond to you, well, then it's a whole different story. Be nice, be happy, be friendly, be free, and then go on your way. All right, Lee, thanks for your call.
Hey, thanks, John, and you guys keep up the great work.
We're going to keep trying, my sir. We're going to keep trying. Boy, seems like Friday to me, and it's only Wednesday. Almost said Thursday. I'm tongue-tied already. We'll be back.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Back. Jim in South Carolina, you're on with Peter and Joyce. Hello. No? Did I not refresh or did you not refresh? I'm sorry? Gary in Arkansas. Well, it doesn't matter. You got the phone thing. If I get out of order, you just punch him up. Ah, I see. You're trying to make me look like an idiot on the air. Gary in Arkansas. Hello, Gary.
How y'all doing today?
Hi.
When I applied for Social Security several years ago, I did the without prejudice UCC 1-207 when I applied for Medicaid benefits, which is administered by the state as opposed to, it's a federal program administered by the state. I also did the same thing, and when I got my photo ID Medicare card, we had to sign it below the picture before they laminated it or it came out of the machine, and I put down there on that below my signature the same thing. So hopefully I covered myself that way. Ran across two citizenship terms I found quite interesting. One is called the process of expatriation and the process of repatriation. And what interested me was the expatriation process, where one leaves the United States, U.S. corporation, and moves to a foreign country, and still collects his Social Security. So why not expatriate from corporate U.S. and repatriate yourself on the land in the de jure state area, territory under the constitution of that original constitution of that state?
You want an answer?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of people have already signed up for Social Security. A lot of people have driver's licenses. What they need to do is they need to condition those things so it provides them with an option to use the old law. Now, if you don't have any of those things, why would you want to expatriate in the first place?
I don't want to be a U.S. citizen.
No, but see, that's a presumption. And that's what Joyce and I are trying to teach you, how to basically rebut. So if you look up the word presumption and you look up the word rebut, this is what we're all about.
So basically,
because they can throw anybody they want to in jail, and I don't care who you are.
Okay, so basically you're saying I already rebutted the terms and conditions of both of those contracts, the Medicaid and Social Security. I do my condition precedence, and then every time I sign a piece of paper, be it were it to be a traffic ticket for driving without a license, et cetera, I don't have a license, then I would just sign that without prejudice, UCC 1-308, I believe it is now, and we just go on our way?
Yeah, because, see, you've opened yourself up so you're not confining yourself. By voluntarily confining yourself to prejudicing yourself by not signing the way you're supposed to sign. If you just give a naked signature, then you've given everything up to them.
So that basically takes you out of their jurisdiction then?
That's correct. Okay. It gives you a choice.
All right, well, thank you very much. I didn't know it was that simple.
All right, sir.
All right.
Okay,
hey.
John?
Yes, thank you, Gary.
I'm gonna tell you how they did it. Do you want to know how you got a whole new country functioning in commerce? I'll tell you what they did.
What'd they do?
Remember I sent you a trip down the rabbit hole? And didn't I tell you that all the states today function as unincorporated business organizations?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's how it was done. Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution states that new states may be admitted by the Congress into this union, but no new state can be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned as well as of the Congress. But Article 3, Section 3 clearly states that in order to establish new incorporated states under the Constitution, the legislatures and Congress must follow the constitutional rules. But there's no prohibition under Article 3, Section 3, or any provisions of the Constitution to prohibit the people from forming an association of new unincorporated states. And because there's no charter of incorporation of the new states, and it doesn't state what their duties are, its intents and purposes, a resulting implied charitable trust is formed by operation of law. This is the de facto state functioning as an unincorporated federal business organization functioning in commerce. And this is what made you a de facto citizen functioning as a merchant in commerce. And you can go to Title 5, Section 5517C, which says, for the purpose of this section, state means a state or territory
okay.
or
if
possession.
If it's a long description, I've got a break. Guys, when you hear that bumper, that means we're winding down and we've got to go to these breaks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget?
If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Just spoke with Ralph Winterode during the break, and he will be riding a shotgun with you two next Wednesday.
All right.
All right.
Good.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me see. Where were we at here? I know what I was going to tell you. The political fix. Now, 14th Amendment and a lot of other associated law, they like to call it, was passed through Congress. One of the big ones was the 17th Amendment. And I just read you a couple of quotes from two longtime senators, been there too long in Washington, D.C., of course, that being Mr. McCain and Mr. Kyle. This 17th Amendment, it deprived the state governments of their representation in the Senate. Now, how was that done? Because prior to that, folks, prior to the 17th Amendment, the senators were dispatched to Washington, D.C., treating that as if it was a foreign government. They were on foreign territory. They were there doing the bidding of the state. And what they did was turn this into a popular election. That was how one of the fixes came in. So, and it came out of the attitude that, hey, we got the 14th Amendment, federal government's in the catbird seat, but they couldn't tell us about this right away. They had to incrementally, kind of like the frog in the boiling water, had to incrementally getting us used to the idea that FedGov is top gun in the country. States, doesn't matter, not sovereign territory, people within the states, not sovereign, no, you're under the jurisdiction of our wonderful army with the men with the badges and the guns. Well, we're going to seek to change that. By the way, guys, the NAACP, I am in the beginnings of reading this, and the NAACP, I don't know, God. You know, if you tell the average black man on the street, you know what? You've just been double-tapped. Well, what do you mean? Well, you were slaves in this country at one time. Yeah. Think you got your independence? Well, sure we did. Well, how was that? Well, and they'll cite a couple different things. Go, no. Guess what? You've been put back into bondage and slavery again. You want to get a reaction out of somebody? You want to get them wide-eyed and looking at you and paying attention? Nobody wants to be called a slave. But who bought off the hierarchy of the National Association of Colored People? They still haven't saw fit to change their name, but these people, they'll go right down the laundry list of what these crazy people in all the various states out there are claiming. And what we're actually doing, folks, is we're pointing out how the country was flipped, how the law was changed, how the claim jurisdiction had taken place. And these people are right in there, and talk about hypocrisy. Let my people go? Gotta be free? Putting them right back into bondage. If anybody out there has ever donated to the NAACP, why don't you give them a call and ask for a refund? Because these people are as much about freedom for the blacks as, I don't know, hypocrites. See, now it's starting to gel. The reason I'm saying this is we're right on point because you're seeing organization after organization start making claims that this is the law and you people out there are claiming otherwise. Well, you're just anti-government. No, what we're demonstrating is how the form of government was flipped to put you in total control and bondage to the state. In so many different ways, if I were to do the laundry list, you might get depressed. But never fear, smarter people are here. And we all have to get to that level. I've had enough of their clownishness. We had to suffer their insult before, but now we have to suffer it when we're dead broke, which ain't real comfortable. So people are starting to pay attention. About damn time, somebody just took the last mouthful of food off of your plate. And now you're hungry. Well, good. Stay that way. Get angry if you got to fight the depression. I don't care how you do it. But start spreading the word, guys. We are free people. God made us that way. Just because a tyrannical government wants to flip things around to make you a slave, chattel slave to the state. You're either for freedom and liberty or you're not. It's as simple as that. Either you're with us or you're not. Ooh, boy, did I sound like George Bush there for a second. Ron in Texas. Hello, Ron.
Don, and hello, Joyce and Pete. Appreciate y'all show very much. And this signing the documents or whatever without prejudice, to what extent does that go? Does that include, like, driver's license, hospital admissions, credit cards and credit card machines?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Their system of government basically encompasses everything you do, doesn't it?
Essentially, yes.
Okay, well, if you want to be free, then you're going to have to put that down on everything that you sign.
Okay, I just wanted to know, i.e., to what extent?
Everything.
Everything
okay.
You sign, because basically, if you don't sign it, it turns into a commercial piece of paper, and they can put it with other pieces of commercial paper and make a bond out of it.
All right, understood. Okay.
Yeah, but then tell them, and then you end up responsible for the interest on the bond.
Okay. What if any of these people or whatever refuse? What grounds do you stand on?
See, that's the trouble. That's called contracting. So basically, I've run into that. I've said, okay, I've signed this, and I've conditioned my signature with my protections just in case you've misled me on this contract. And they said, well, we're not going to contract with you then. I said, fine.
What if they, okay, and I think, and I don't know, Ron, are you saying here, what if they don't recognize it and they just try to proceed on you?
No, not necessarily that. What if it's essential, such as a hospital admission, and they refuse you, and you're in need of medical treatment? Or even if you get a ticket for speeding, for example, and he refuses to take your signature and wants to take you to jail for it.
Well, the only thing I can tell you is basically if you've done your condition precedent and you put it in the newspaper and everything else, you can write on any of those contracts or whatever under duress.
Okay. And last question I have directed at you,
and
John.
And then you can present those documents if you have to go into court afterwards, and you just tell them basically that the guy had a gun on you and wouldn't let you sign it the way you were supposed to protect your rights. So
is there any compensation for the injustice?
Yeah. Then you would hit him up probably under color of law, 1984.
I don't understand. Color of law, 1984. What does that mean, Peter?
That would be a statute, 1984, Title 42, 1984,
okay.
Where basically he basically wouldn't allow you to exercise your rights. You'd bring a lawsuit against him in the federal court.
That's right, because he would have done it under color of law, color of office, and color of authority, which means when you say color of, it means that there isn't any du jour, anything. It's all done under color of law, which means their own law, under their own statutes.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with you. If you conditioned your signature, you moved out of that country and went to another one.
Okay, now let me play devil's advocate here for a second. What if you go to sue somebody over this and it ends up in a federal court and a judge just looks and says, hey, this is a frivolous lawsuit, I'm not hearing it. What then?
Either that or you could have taken it into the common law court, okay, under Rule 9. So, I mean, you've got a choice. You can bring it under a Title 42, or you can bring it up underneath a Rule 9. And it would be real difficult for them, basically, to move it out of a Rule 9 court if you had all your ducks in a row.
But what if they still said, this is all frivolous paperwork? See, this is what they're into
now. Then you can appeal it, okay? And let's say you get all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, which has happened so many times, and they say, hey, it's a piece of junk, we're not going to listen to it. Well, it only leaves the Declaration of Independence open. And you know what I mean by that, John. You're no fool.
Yeah, I got my box of matches and my tar and feathers. Okay.
See, I can only take you so far in the legal realm. We're not in a lawful realm anymore. We're in a legal realm. And people should look up the difference between lawful and legal. And understand that we're in Alice in Wonderland out here. And these guys basically are occupiers, just like we're occupying over there in Iraq. Okay, they're occupying us here in the United States of America.
All right, Ron, thanks for your call.
Yes, John, and if I may, I'd like to speak to you. Is 6:15 probably a good time to call direct and speak to you about, I'd like to talk to you about the archives.
Give me a call right after the top of the hour.
Okay, I sure will.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Betty in North...
John, I want to tell the people to go to their state constitutions and check to see if the boundary lines are still there. If they're still there, then that means they've been incorporated into the union. If they're not there, then they know what they are is nothing more than an unincorporated federal business organization. I checked mine. They're not there.
All right. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Thank you for taking my call. You had a program on earlier today where they were talking about the new $100 note that was put out on April 21st.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
No.
Well, it kind of stirred up my feathers because I've got a picture of it from the Internet that shows this gold big pot on the bottom half of the front of it. And This is legal tender for all debts. And then the other thing that I am trying to validate is where on this $100 bill does it say, which I heard on your station today, that the people have the right to replace the government at their will.
Mm-hmm.
Now, supposedly, this is written on this $100 note.
I don't know what $100 note you're talking about.
Well, they're replacing. Supposedly, this is to prevent counterfeiting. And so they're replacing our $100 bills. And for 6 months, you know, you haven't been able to go. Anyway, I went to my bank today.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I would like to see one of these $100 bills. What? Never heard of such a thing. We don't know anything about it. We can't help you find any. We can't get one for you.
Mm-hmm. And whose show did you hear this on?
I think it was the one, The Other Side of David Manning.
Okay, that would be Bill Carnes?
I think it must have been that one.
Well, I'm going to have to ask Bill Carnes where he got that information because it's the first I heard of it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why it's concerning to me mm-hmm. is because they're stealing the thunder. If they're going to try and say things are collapsing, but here we are with our dollar bill for the gold, and here we are with our right to replace the government. You know, that's the Pied Piper leading the lemmings right off the cliff.
Yeah, I don't know what this is about. Is this?
You know, it's good to look into it. I'll tell you.
Well, and if it's got any validity to it, like I said, Betty, this is the first I heard of it. So
okay, well, I went to New Money Government / Currency, and mm-hmm. it's the new $100 note. No, it's features. No, it's real, with pictures of it, but not anything about these other two things.
All right. Well,
thank you.
We'll keep an eye on it. Thanks,
okay,
Betty.
Thanks.
Betty.
Uh-huh.
Betty.
Bye bye.
Betty.
Betty.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I suggest you do something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would you please write your congressman and tell him you want basically your U.S. note backed by silver, and to direct to the president to notify the head of the Treasury to start manufacturing them and putting them back into circulation, and see what kind of a response you get.
Dreaming, dreaming, I'm afraid.
Yeah,
well, if we're dreaming, then we're just wasting our time with all of this BS. We should be out there in the streets.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm concerned that they may use them to get us into world government. Undermine.
Well, they've already got us there. They've had us there since 1947.
I know, but this is just a good way to undermine the dollars and then put these things in.
Yeah, the Fed Reserve already did that.
Yeah.
All right. But, hey, Betty, thanks. Thanks
bye-bye.
For the call. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Jim and Sub.
You see, John, they offered us a new deal in 1933. We didn't have a clue what was going on, so we accepted it. They're offering us a new deal now, but now we're smart. We don't have to accept it, and that's all we have to let them know is we refuse to accept the offer, and then you negotiate for a new one. And if you can't reach an agreement, I guess you go back to the Revolutionary War, I guess. I don't know what else you do.
All right. Jim in South Carolina. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, hello, John.
This Hi.
I just give you $100 there.
Thank
you. All you need now is 99 more $100, and you got your 10 grand.
Okay, I appreciate that. did you have a question?
I got... Sort of a comment. I'm going down a rough road. I'm in Chicago.
Oh. So,
yeah. Without prejudice used on your forms or all rights reserved, I prefer all rights reserved myself. I carry a stamp in my pocket to stamp everything. But what that does is I've got a whole list of things that does. It violates perjury. And it also disrupts the Penumbra Doctrine. Have you ever read that thing?
The which doctrine?
The Penumbra Doctrine. The Penumbra is a shadow law.
Yeah, I read that. If you got to read it about 20 times till you know what they're saying, though. That's the problem with that damn thing.
Yeah,
in other words, what he's saying is they can't make a commercial instrument out of what you sign that way.
Yeah, well, that's an
that's
scary,
the easy. That's the easy definition.
But anyway, I used to have a whole list of things that disrupted, you know, and surgery is one of them, the penumbra doctrine is another, and it just goes on and on and on and on, you know. And basically, it takes you right out of their commerce and puts you right into common law right away.
Right.
So, I have it written on my commercial driver's license, and I just go to the court, hand the judge my license. He looks at it. He asks the cop, "You see this?" You know, he basically tells the cop to go learn how to write a ticket.
See, you learn how to contract.
Well,
to keep your rights.
You know, they do a lot of dancing. You know, they do a nice square dance, but basically he tells the cop to go figure out how to write a ticket, is what it boils down to.
I hope you're passing this along to everybody that you bump into.
Everybody I bump into, they don't get it or don't care. I haven't figured out which yet.
They haven't figured
Welcome
out.
Welcome to the club.
They haven't figured out why they should care. That's the problem. Hey, Jim, I'm a little confused here. I got you down in South Carolina, but you said you're driving in Chicago right now?
Well, I'm a truck driver, and I live in South Carolina.
Oh, okay. That explains it then.
Yeah, I live in a little town there that basically says what I do. I won't say it on here, but it's ask Sandra there. She'll tell you what the name of the little town is. It's a neat little town.
Okay. Well,
if
Jim,
you go through there, mind your speed limit, unless you are without prejudice.
All right. Jim, thank you so much.
Yep. Have a good day.
All right.
And thank you, Jim.
And as they say in the trucking world, keep the shiny side up and the rubber side down. Appreciate it very much. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, John. Great show today.
Okay, what's your comment or question?
Yeah, I had a couple things here real quick. You know, along the lines of signatures, one thing I've been doing for a long time is I always use that all rights reserved phrase above my signature.
Just as Jeff suggested, yeah.
I also stick by in front of it, B-Y colon, and then I write my name. And according to what I understand, that eliminates me, the living soul, from being considered the surety for the 14th Amendment citizen, all capital name. So I didn't know if that
was something. What 1-207 or 1-308 does. You don't have to put by in front of your signature.
You don't have to do that if you
In today's time, they might misconstrue that and think something else.
Okay. All right. So the without prejudice goes after you sign your name?
No, you put it right on top of your name. So okay. In case they take a picture, a photograph of the document that you have, without prejudice, it will be in the picture because you put it above your name. Don't put it below your name.
Got it. Okay, sounds good. Hey, one other quick thing, too. The UCC study guide is excellent. And in going through Chapter 8, I see a lot of good language there for creating a condition precedent.
That's
and,
right.
If I were to do something like that and file the condition precedent, how does that particular action impact how we do business in the commercial world? You know, as far as signing documents, and how does it impact Social Security benefits, and how can you operate in commerce once you have that in effect?
You can operate fine in commerce. What you're going to find is they will stop contracting with you if they understand what it is that you've put down on your signature, because for so long they've considered us to be blithering idiots. So when you condition your signature, a lot of times they won't pay any attention to it. You know what it means, and finally it'll get up to somebody that will figure out or knows about it, and he'll say, uh-oh, got a problem.
Okay, understand.
Because,
understand.
See, all of the presumptions that are written into their documents, in other words, like a driver's license that says you are a resident, okay?
Right.
When you basically fix your signature up the way that we've told you to, that presumption no longer stands. And it's something that's arguable, I guess is the way to say it, in a court.
Okay, excellent. And while we're on Chapter 8, could you do a brief explanation of 3-305? I've read and reread that thing, and I just can't quite get the hang of what's being said there.
3-305.
And Al Bagore is not obliged.
Yeah, you've caught me. I'm not by my desk.
Okay.
So,
all right, I'll look it up next week then and bring it up again.
All right. So I'll look it up too, and when we get back on the radio here, we can hash it out.
Great, thank you.
All right, Wayne. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Paul in Illinois. We're starting to wind down here. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Good afternoon, everybody. There. Keep up the good work, sir. Sounds pretty good.
Thank you.
I get a little confused because I'm getting too old. But I had a question for Pete.
I understood
that he said something about a USA passport can be had, and I went to the post office. They said they do not have a USA passport, and she said she'd never heard of one.
Well, they're not supposed to.
Yeah,
What would make you think? It's like people say to me, how come the attorneys and stuff don't know this law? And I said, they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I want to know where to get one.
Yeah, where do you get one?
Okay, well, Joyce, if you email Joyce, Joyce will send out to you basically a thing that tells how to get one. Yeah, a PDF file that tells how to get one.
All right.
And
I'll tell you what, Joyce, while you're PDFing this fine gentleman, why don't you?
What was that email?
Okay, I'll give you the email in a second. Yeah, you're going to send me one too. Very good. Okay, here's the email. It's Joyce R, JoyceR at MLODE.com.
MLODE.
Yeah,
but be aware.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, MLODE.com. Do you have that?
Yes, I got joycer@mlode.com.
And just in case you forget the last part, it stands for the mother load, M-load.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Okay, bye. Joyce, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to say, they make it look like such a complicated process because they really want to trip you up. They can't refuse to give it to you. But they're going to ask you questions that are going to make you think you're supposed to write that you're a citizen of the United States, not a citizen of the USA. So make sure you really read it well and understand it well, and then you're going to see all the frauds that they're going to throw at you to try and make it look like it's an impossibility, except it's a government document. And the fact that they offer them shows you that the United States of America still does exist.
So our occupier basically is trying to fool us with everything he does.
Liars deceive, and boy, they just hate the truth. Jams up their day. All right, so next Wednesday, Peter Neese and Joyce Rosenwald will be joined by Ralph Winterode. Hope you stick around for that one. I will see you back here tomorrow. That would be Thursday. I'm interviewing a gentleman. Well, you're going to find this rather interesting. He's out there litigating for the people's rights to eat good food. We got to go to court in order to eat good food, folks. You want to stick around for that one tomorrow. And, of course, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll be out of pocket. But the same faces will be in the same places, just minus me. All right. Guys, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. The audience will see you next Wednesday.
Thank you, John, and good night, America.
All right.
Yes, good night, America.
Thank you, Peter, and thank you, Joyce. Thanks for being here, ladies and gentlemen.
It's true.